Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Live.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
They had three reporters on this story. A certain television network in Montana had three reporters cover this story. Three reporters, all to cover and to report on a story that I covered, and by the way, exclusively broke this news story 2 hours before they even posted anything. Oh, these are hardworking reporters. Hard work. There's three of them. I had already done a four-hour radio show, and the prep that that involves, by the way, to talk about national issues, local issues, state issues. Look, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but what I'm just saying is that to do a job like this, you got to be freaking working all the freaking time. In fact, you have to work to take a break from work because it's nonstop. You got to always be ready. You got to always be preparing for a show like this. And so anyway, here I am. I got up at dark 30 yesterday and, you know, prep for do everything you can to do the mad dash to prep for a show like this, 4 hours of a show like this. Then I got to get my stinking articles on the website. Then I've got, hundreds of freaking emails, always people wanting to talk on the phone. And when I've already been talking for 6 hours a day, but yet somehow I still had time to break the news, the big news, that great news, by the way, President Donald J. Trump is coming back to Montana. We're going to have a Trump rally next week, 1 week from tomorrow in Bozeman, Montana. Break this story. We had the exclusive. And, you know, an hour later, you know, somebody else posts a story. 2 hours later, a certain TV network posts a story. They have three reporters writing this story. They probably had a digital editor help them get the story on their website. I had to do this on my own on our website. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's how it is. And what do? They basically share the exact same news that I had shared 2 hours earlier, but they can't even give credit. They can't even, oh, don't you dare mention a certain radio show. Don't you dare mention the fact that people on the radio are breaking news here. But those guys give you credit all the time. They mention your TV station or your reporters when you have a good story. And then, of course, if there's a bad story, but they give credit where credit's due. How come you guys can't give credit where credit's due? I just thought it was just kind of funny. It was like, wow, even the Lee newspapers gave credit to Montana Talks for breaking the big news. Even there was a liberal news source out there, even they credited, hey, this story was first reported by Montana Talks. But yet, like a certain TV network can't even give credit where credit's due. One of the funniest tweets I saw yesterday, who is this from? Anyway, they made the point that one of the TV reporters that pretended like they were the ones that broke this big news story when really all they did was follow my reporting and tell you what I already told you 2 hours earlier. Was the big COVID queen that was cheering, that was their words, the COVID queen that was cheerleading Fauci, cheerleading Mike Cooney, cheerleading all the COVID lockdowns and mandates. Yeah, the COVID queen couldn't give credit.
Securing America.
The security of Americans in the Middle East remains a major concern. On Wednesday, the State Department raised its travel advisory concerning Lebanon to its highest level, a level 4. Due to the increasing tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, and the State Department advised Americans not to travel there. Department spokesman Vandan Patel.
We take the safety of all our personnel, not just State Department personnel, but any personnel, American personnel, incredibly seriously.
Americans who are near the southern Lebanese border with Syria or in local refugee camps are advised to leave. And the warning notes that U.S. Embassy personnel may not always be able to travel to assist in times of need.
We are always assessing circumstances on the ground. We are assessing what risk levels are, what threat levels are, and appropriately we will make adjustments on those as we need to.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today. High temperatures will range from around 92 in Bozeman to the upper 90s to around 100 in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows in the upper 50s in Bozeman, mid-60s in Billings. And the outlook for Friday calls for sunshine, mid-90s in Bozeman, 103 in Billings. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Bozeman first, Butte next. Big environmental ban on the horizon. That was the headline that I mentioned at the top of the 9 o'clock hour on Wednesday's Montana Talks. And man, we got a bunch of very interesting phone calls about that topic. If you want to see the story, find out what they're doing to try to ban plastic grocery bags and more. I've got the full story on our Montana Talks website. Thanks to Devin Brosnan out of Butte. That and much more, MontanaTalks.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, no, it was kind of funny. I was actually working on another story for our Montana Talks website, got around, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Can't remember exactly what time it was yesterday. Anyway, then I think I wrapped up that one piece, got started on another piece, and I had gotten this news alert that President Donald J. Trump was going to be speaking and actually doing a Q&A session at the NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists. And I was like, oh, man, I got to tune into this one. And oh, my goodness. Man, it was just a riot. This was just, Trump was on fire. And right out the gates, too, this biased, anti-Trump, just hostile reporter from ABC News immediately starts just jumping down Donald Trump's throat, and he fires right back at her. Harris Faulkner was like the only one on this panel that wanted to ask actual questions, on policy and hear what a former president and the next potential president of the United States has to say about the issues that are important, not to the black community, but as Harris Faulkner pointed out, to black communities in general. Anyway, man, it was it's a must watch if you didn't see it yesterday. But I've got some of the highlights for it. But yeah, so I'm sitting there watching this, just Donald Trump go toe to toe with this completely hostile, biased left wing reporter from ABC News, and fires right back at her, and you could just tell the pearl clutching was already starting. Some very interesting stuff to cover from that, by the way, when it comes to Kamala Harris. But you know what the biggest takeaway is? The biggest takeaway is that Donald Trump showed up for the National Association of Black Journalists, and Kamala Harris was a no-show. Kind of like she's been a no-show on the border. Kind of like she's been a no-show on so many other things, right? But this was the soundbite. This was the soundbite that I think won it all. Oh, did I save that one? Oh, shoot. I've got the. Let me see if this is the one I'm looking for here. I pulled this up off the Fox News Radio website. Let me see if this is the one I'm looking for.
I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs.
All right. There was actually another soundbite that I thought I had pulled up. I must not have saved that one. I can summarize it for you here. Basically, I think the soundbite that won the day for Donald J. Trump, I'll get into some of the more heated back and forth here in a few minutes, but I think the soundbite that won it was, he talked about how he delivered on jobs for the black communities, how he delivered on jobs for the unions. And he talked about how bad the Biden
Kamala record has been on jobs for union members and on jobs in the black communities as well. And it reminded me of when Donald Trump debated Hillary Clinton back in 2016. There were some people that thought, oh, man, you know, Hillary Clinton did a good job in that debate. But Donald Trump won on the issues because he hammered Hillary Clinton on bad trade deals, and he stood up for the working class men and women all across America. And that's where he hit Hillary, where it absolutely hurt. Anyway, I'm sitting there watching, you know, President Trump go toe to toe with this ABC reporter, and it was absolutely hysterical. It was so fun to watch. And then all of a sudden, okay, breaking news, because I'd been hearing some word that that President Trump might be back in Montana late next week. So, you know, I'm reaching out to my contacts, you know, reaching out, you know. And anyway, now we've got the news on our Montana Talks website. We got it there. We were first, had the exclusive yesterday afternoon, that Donald J. Trump, yes, he will be in Bozeman. Friday, August 9th, President Trump will be holding a rally for Senate candidate Tim Sheehy Friday, August 9th. Now, according to the Trump campaign, this is what they're telling me, the rally will be 8 p.m. Friday, August 9th in Bozeman. Now, some of you are wondering, well, where's it going to be? How do we get tickets? Well, okay, we'll get all those details, et cetera, worked out. But Friday, August 9th, as of yesterday afternoon, they're planning on an 8 p.m. rally in Bozeman on Friday, August 9th. Now, you might remember President Trump has already endorsed Navy SEAL, aerial firefighter, and U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy earlier this year. And so anyway, but I know folks are very excited to have President Trump back in Big Sky Country with another big rally. Full story and more on our Montana Talks website. Congressman Ryan Zinke also says he is looking forward to welcoming President Trump back to Montana. Congressman Ryan Zinke saying, quote, "I'm excited to welcome the greatest president back to the greatest state in the greatest country ever conceived. President Trump loves Montana and knows the only way we really win in November is if we win big in Big Sky Country. It's up to all of us to hold my Western District House seat, put John Tester out to pasture, and send Tim Sheehy to the Senate and make sure DJT is back in the White House. That's the only way we save America." We've got a video from Tim Sheehy I can share with you after this. And then I want to play some of the more, hostile back and forth between Trump and this ABC reporter as well.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It was not a great day for the National Association of Black Journalists, which had a revolt over yesterday's invitation to Donald Trump. The first question from ABC's Rachel Scott was more of an indictment. You've told former congresswomen of color to go back where they came from. You've used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've called a black journalist stupid and racist, calling about their questions. Why should blacks support you? Trump said he'd never been treated so rudely, that this was disgraceful. But later, Trump said that he didn't realize that Kamala Harris was black. She always seemed to identify as Asian. And suddenly she made a turn and became a black person. Not Donald Trump's finest hour, questioning the racial identity of his opponent in the contest. But I'm not buying that he went there to appeal to his MAGA base. He hoped to score some points with the black community. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Yeah, this was a crazy story. You heard me right on Wednesday's Montana Talks. Windmills are 4,000 times more dangerous to the environment than plastic straws. I was talking about how this group in Bozeman wants to ban plastic grocery bags. Windmills, 4,000 times more dangerous than plastic straws. That was from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. We had that on Wednesday's Montana Talks. What are we going to talk about Thursday? You tell us.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association has announced their support of Wyoming Representative Harriet Hageman's joint resolution to block the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service rule mandating electronic identification ear tags for bison and cattle moving interstate. USCA President Justin Tupper from South Dakota says, while disease traceability is a top priority amongst the industry, there's currently a robust system in place that allows for the flexibilities outlined in USDA's Animal Disease Traceability Framework and have thus far maintained the health and safety of the U.S. cattle herd.
We commend Representative Hageman for taking a stand for the United States cattle industry that protects not only the privacy of our producers, but just as importantly, the flexibility that our dynamic industry requires.
Now, USCA says that mandating EIDs comes with multiple concerns, the least of which is the cost associated to implement a mandatory and new system. Now, Hageman's bill is co-sponsored by 14 representatives, and Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis introduced bicameral legislation in the Senate as well. Upon blocking the proposed mandate, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association is calling on the cattle industry to reinvigorate the Cattle ID Working Group to fully evaluate potential consequences of any such mandatory rule. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
Has your bank lost touch with your operation or doesn't seem well-versed in agriculture? Why not finance with people who understand your business? At Montana Livestock Ag Credit, we have a credit staff and a board of directors whose only business is agriculture. We've worked with our customers through the challenging times of dry weather and rising interest rates. Give me, Blake Hopman, a call at 1-800-332-3405 or visit us at ag-credit.com to learn more about who we are.
Cattle Country Video's Oregon Trail Classic is August 6th and 7th at the Weber 21 Center in Gehring, Nebraska. Sale time is 8 a.m. Mountain Time both days. It's the largest Cattle Country Video sale in their 15 years, offering 90,000 head, including yearling steers and heifers, steer and heifer calves, weaned calves, and bred females. Lots and lots of quality and genetics from the High Plains and Rocky Mountain regions. Sale will be broadcast live on Cattle Country Video's YouTube channel, as well as CattleUSA.com. For all the details, visit CattleCountryVideo.com. Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention plans to spend up to $10 million to curb farm worker bird flu infections, including $5 million on seasonal flu vaccines. It's all part of the agency's overall effort to avoid further spread and mutation of the virus. Now, the ongoing outbreak of the bird flu has infected poultry flocks in almost every state in the union since 2022, and over 170 dairy herds since March of this year. And finally this morning, you know, here in the U.S., the topic of sustainable agriculture is getting a lot of attention lately. And the U.S. Wheat Associates believes that people everywhere want to know where their food comes from and how it's produced. So this year, the U.S. Wheat Associates has shared some of the impressive stories of stewardship in wheat production taking place across the entire country in a new effort called Stories of Stewardship. To check out this very impressive new video series produced by our friends at the U.S. Wheat Associates, you can visit them online at uswheat.org. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, I went and pulled that soundbite up again. So, you know, I think, you know, one of the other big takeaways of President Trump showing up, while Kamala Harris refused to show up, by the way, for this National Association of Black Journalists conference yesterday, is one of the most interesting takeaways was how he focused on how he delivered on jobs, especially for the black communities. But this was, I think, one of the best responses from Donald Trump, because, you know, here you have this hostile ABC News reporter who's just basically attacking him and making it look like she's asking a question. But in reality, she's just attacking him right out the gates. And anyway, here, listen to one of the responses he had to say here.
These people are coming into our country and they're taking black jobs and Hispanic jobs. And frankly, they're taking union jobs. Unions are being very badly affected by all of the millions of people that are pouring into our country.
All right. Now, Harris Faulkner, she is on Fox News. She was one of the panelists, and she was like the one panelist that actually wanted to talk about actual issues. So here you have this ABC reporter, and I don't know if this clip here, if this has the actual hostile question from the ABC reporter or not, or if it's just President Trump firing back at her. But anyway, let me roll this one for you, because this was, you know, right out the gates, this was the fiery back and forth between the hostile ABC reporter and President Trump.
A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. Why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
First of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner. I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense.
All right. And then he kept firing back. He talked about how he delivered for black communities while he was president. Then he talked about the failures that we're all seeing now under Biden, Kamala Harris, and crew. But let's see. But this was the one that really got the left triggered. This is what really got them clutching their pearls yesterday.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black.
Anyway, wait till you hear more about this story. And there's facts that back up exactly what Trump was talking about, by the way.
I'm TJ Papa. The president of the New York City Firefighters Union is furious after the Biden administration cuts a plea deal with a mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and two other terrorists.
We are disgusted and disappointed that these three terrorists were given a plea deal and allowed to escape the ultimate justice while each month three more heroes from the FDNY are dying from World Trade Center illnesses.
Fox's Lucas Thomas and 343 firefighters were among the thousands killed that day in the worst terror attack ever on American soil. The deal removes the death penalty, means life in prison behind bars for the terrorists. Former President Trump will debate Vice President Harris.
Well, Kamala, let's go. Challenge accepted. Are you ready? Let's compare our record point by point.
Speaking at that indoor rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the time and place, then the debate to be determined. America's listening to Fox News.
I remember we had, so you guys heard the pearl clutching moment from the NABJ yesterday. By the way, I got some really funny messages on the Montana Talks app here from Tim and Savage. Tim, if you don't mind, I'll share those in just a couple of minutes here, because that'll prompt another fun rant here for you this morning. But let's go. So the pearl clutching moment, as President Trump shows up at the National Association of Black Journalists conference yesterday, when Kamala Harris stood him up, is she black? I mean, I've known her for a long time. She always identified as an Indian American, not a Native American, an Indian American. That's how she always identified. Then she decided to all of a sudden embrace being black. So I don't know. He's like, and then Trump, I was rolling laughing because Trump made a really good point. He said she should be proud of both. Why isn't she proud of both? Why? And man, I could picture, you know, being back in my old dormitory at Howard University. And I could picture being in a room where I was the only white guy, and I could picture everybody watching this just rolling, just dying laughing, but also saying, man, he's got a good point. So now if you were watching that live and you knew nothing else about the history of Kamala Harris, you might have been like me. I think it was last week or when was this? We had a lady call into the show, and she said kind of like what Donald Trump just said right there. She's like, you know, Kamala Harris ain't even black. And I was kind of like, where did that come from? Well, let me tell you where it comes from. The Associated Press. That's right. The same Associated Press that was clutching their pearls following that Trump remark yesterday. There's a funny Twitter account that goes by the name Cat Turd. It's a really popular Twitter account on X. Cat Turd is the Twitter account. They replied to the Associated Press about 14 hours ago. Is this you guys? From the Associated Press on November 9th of 2016, California's Kamala Harris becomes the first Indian American U.S. senator. What about African American senator from California? And then Rick Grenell, Ambassador Rick Grenell, he says, hey, did you see this? He shared a news clip from San Francisco, from a San Francisco news outlet. I think it was Wendell Hughesby who shared this via X. Trump mentions Kamala used to be Indian, now black. Look at this news clip from when she first ran for district attorney in San Francisco. It says she would be the first Asian Pacific American descent DA. No mention of being the first black DA, even though she would have and did become the first ever black district attorney in San Francisco. But she didn't want to highlight that in her campaign. Why not? Why wouldn't she have been proud of that? Why didn't she embrace that? So, again, I think Donald Trump knew exactly what he was doing yesterday. And he just trolled them like crazy.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. It's not even been 4 years since Bozeman opened its second high school, but administrators say they're already running out of room. Derek Wolf reports that rapid growth has the school district considering changes, including new boundaries.
As Bozeman continues to grow, the Bozeman School District is considering changing the boundaries for the two high schools. Gallatin High, which opened in 2020, is almost at full capacity, and Bozeman Superintendent Casey Bertram says it might be time to send some of those students to Bozeman High. The school district will look at the boundaries and put together a team to evaluate the situation for the 25-26 school year. In Bozeman, I'm Derek Wolf, Montana State Network News.
Good news for people seeking a break from the heat in western Montana. Montana FWP says the latest of the river closures from the Missoula thunderstorm have been lifted, with the Bitterroot now clear of downed power lines. However, the agency says floaters will still need to watch for storm debris. FWP has issued an emergency closure for a portion of the Stillwater River near Jeffrey's Landing so heavy equipment can complete more repairs connected with the big floods in June of 2021. Users will still be able to wade at the fishing access sites, but the state says work on the North Stillwater Road will make that river channel unsafe. Managers of the Western Montana Fair say the annual celebration isn't going to be derailed by that thunderstorm in Missoula. The fair opens this coming week, and manager Billy Brown says the fairgrounds escaped major damage.
We fared at the fairgrounds a lot better than most folks in Missoula. We did lose the Grand Arch that is the entry point from South Avenue, and all the signs that we had hung in preparation for the fair were damaged.
The fair has just completed a new multi-million dollar grandstand, which is one of the newest in Montana.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Street.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, the just funny messages that I got from Tim and Savage on the Montana Talks app. I think he was watching Twitter yesterday afternoon when I was live tweeting during President Trump's appearance at the National Association of Black Journalists convention. Tim says this. Let's see. Aaron went to Howard University. Why did you skip the NABJ? Tim, that's a very good question. I'm really glad you're holding me accountable, too. You know, accountability is key, right? We all need accountability partners. I should become a member of the NABJ. I should become a member of the National Association of Black Journalists. I mean, why not, right? I mean, according to... what's that guy's name at... who's that other Never Trumper guy at CNN? What's his name? I forget his name. Let me see if I've got the tweet here. Who was it? Who's the Never Trumper guy? Not the guy from the press conferences. The guy that just hosted the debate. Why am I spacing this all of a sudden? Anyway, he said, "Come on, guys. Of course Kamala Harris is black. She went to Howard University." Jake Tapper. That's right, Travis. Thank you. Jake Tapper. Oh, tap, tap, tapperoo. Jake Tapper says, "Of course she's black. She went to Howard University." It's like, so did I. That doesn't make me black, right? I mean, there was about six white guys when I was at Howard University in the undergrad. The graduate programs had a lot more diversity, if that's what you want to call it. But in the undergrad, there was about six white folks out of, 6,000 at the time? I can't remember how many students they had. But anyway, yeah. So just because you went to Howard doesn't make you black. I can tell you from firsthand experience there. Anyway, let's get into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. Logan in Roundup, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I had a statement on Trump addressing the National Association of Black Journalists. I would like to point out to people that Democrats are always ranting and raving about ending systemic racism, and in my opinion, at least, it has ended for everybody but white people nowadays. But I've got something to say to all the Democrats and the liberals out there that want to end systemic racism. How about you stop talking about it? Stop referring to somebody as a black American or a white American or a Native Indian or a Chinese American. You know, we're all American first, I believe. And Morgan Freeman had a really, really good statement on that when he was being interviewed a couple of years ago. He said, you know, stop calling me a black American. My name is Morgan Freeman. How about you address me like that?
Yeah.
And I just think that's a really good point, because if you're fueling the fire by talking about it, it's never really going to end.
One of the other pearl-clutching moments yesterday, kind of to your point. No, you're exactly right. Why does there have to be a black journalist convention? Now, you could make an argument for it, but so this is the National Association of Black Journalists. And anyway, I started following the hashtag NABJ24 because I was live tweeting while Trump was, you know, just getting accosted by this ABC reporter. And somebody on there was clutching their pearls. Oh, Trump just referred to black jobs, as if Trump referring to black jobs was somehow racist. And it's like you're at a journalist convention for black journalists. Oh, but Trump saying black jobs is somehow racist. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, I'm like, yeah. I was like, this liberal guy, I'm like, do you even think about what you say before you just spew it out there?
No, they absolutely don't. And another point I wanted to add is that if we had a National Association of White Journalists, you might as well call that Hitler High, because that would be seen as just the most racist thing in the world. where everybody else can celebrate their nationality and be proud of who they are, but yet some, for some reason, white folks are taught to be guilty about it. And I just think that's, you know, snake eating its own tail, pot, you know, calling the kettle black, whatever you want to use there.
Can I make a bad joke?
Absolutely.
Do I have your permission? I hope.
Yes, you do.
I hope Russell Nimitz and Lane Nordland are listening right now, because I want to make a bad joke. We do have a national association for white journalists. It's called the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. I'm just kidding. Actually, and Russell and Lane would probably live on air fact check me, because there are actually some great farm broadcasters who are black, who are Hispanic, who are all the above. But anyway, like I say, just for joking around purposes, I had to have a little fun with that one, right?
Oh, somebody's keyboard's on fire right now for you, Aaron. I'm telling you.
luckily, our farmer rancher friends aren't the easily offended type, so they can laugh at stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They're not clutching pearls. They're too busy clutching baling wire and chasing grasshoppers right now. You know, it's
exactly. Yeah, no doubt. Well. Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate everything you do for us and the good humor. I absolutely appreciate everything you do every morning. God bless you.
Hey, you're too kind. God bless you. Thanks so much. And by the way, great getting your phone calls here. It's always nice to hear from, I know you've called in before, but, some newer callers out there, too. That's part of the fun. Harris Faulkner, she was so here you had this very hostile ABC reporter. And then the other reporter, I forget what outlet she was from, I thought her questions were okay. I mean, she asked a good question about policing and law enforcement. And I think the easy response there is, well, there's a difference between criminal liability versus civil liability. But then she's all, had to throw in an abortion question. And it's like, so I finally had to send out a tweet. I said, what is with all the anti-family rhetoric at the National Association of Black Journalists? Because, black communities are very pro-family. So are Hispanic communities. And it's like, what's with all the anti-family rhetoric and attacks against J.D. Vance that are coming from these liberal reporters at the NABJ? But then again, we see the same type of anti-family, pro-abortion on demand up until the due date rhetoric out of the white journalists, too. So it's no surprise that, that left-wing journalists are just going to be left-wing journalists no matter what, right? Harris Faulkner, though, she's on Fox News. I love how Harris Faulkner just asked serious questions about serious issues. She asked a great question about how inflation is impacting black communities. And she made that point. It's not the black community. She says, we're not all the same. We don't all think the same. We don't all dress the same. So she asked about black communities, not the black community. Here was part of her great question. Hannity featured her on his program last night.
Now, earlier today, not everyone on stage was out to get Donald Trump. Our friend and colleague, the anchor of the Faulkner Focus, Harris Faulkner, she raised several very fair, very important issues. Take a look.
I want to talk about something that births, and this is the weight of the inflation on this country right now. Much of that falls on the shoulders of single moms, single black moms, when you look statistically. Yeah. How do you turn it around? What's your plan for the black community when it comes to money?
The inflation is absolutely destroying our middle class, our working class, virtually every class. Inflation is a disaster in our country. Inflation is a country buster. It breaks every country. And we had, in my opinion, the worst inflation we've had. They say it's 58 years, but I think it's much more than that. People can't buy houses. They no longer have the American dream. Young people, young black people, they don't have the American dream anymore. They can't buy a house. They can't borrow the money because of the cost of the money. They can't buy it because of the cost of housing, because of the cost to build it, because of inflation. Inflation is a disaster, and it's destroying our country.
All right, yeah, great question by Harris Faulkner. Great question, or great response by Donald Trump, because, look, no matter black, Hispanic, Native, Cuban American, whatever you want to call yourself, we're all being hit by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester's failed policies. Let's go to Steve in Ballantyne. We got about 30 seconds before the break, Steve. But I can come back to you after the break, too. What's going on?
Well, morning, Aaron. The last caller, you know, kind of raised an eyebrow on me. You know, Black American, Native American. And then he goes, we're all American. No, we're not all American. There's about, what, 15 million that have come across the southern border that are coming up here getting jobs and stuff. And you can't call them American if they're doing it illegally.
That's a good point.
The process, yes.
Yeah, and I think Logan would agree with you there, too. But, though, that's a very good point you make. Well, we're all Americans here. Yeah, about 15 million. Nope. There's Hezbollah terrorists. There's Central Asian terrorists. There's Mexican drug cartel operatives. There's 100 and something different countries that have invaded this country thanks to John Tester. Yeah, great point.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So she supports Medicare for all, no private health care. She introduced that legislation, introduced legislation for the radical Green New Deal. He very clearly says she would ban fracking and drilling. He has no restrictions on abortion. He just go on and on and on. Doesn't want us to use the term radical Islamic terrorism. Doesn't want us to use the term illegal alien. Explain that. Wants to ban and phase out all fossil fuels and put an EV in your driveway whether you want one or not. And sponsored, you know, all of these things. And taken these positions. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe she's had an election year conversion?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing madness is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-GOLD now.
That's mypatriotsupply.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flynn.
All right. Yeah, going back to the messages here from Tim and Savage, there was one other one that he sent us on the Montana Talks app. Why would the vice president go to NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists? She didn't go to Europe either, which, of course, for those of you who've been very familiar with Kamala Harris's crazy policies, remember when she was asked by, was it Lester Holt or was it 60 Minutes? She was asked, well, why haven't you been to the southern border? And she says, well, I have been. And he's like, no, you haven't. And she says, well, I haven't been to Europe either. What? So, why would the VP go to NABJ? She didn't go to Europe either. Evan and Belt messaged us on the app. Unlike General Custer, Trump was very prepared for the event at the NABJ yesterday. All right, let's see. There was another great response here since we've been covering this National Association of Black Journalists convention yesterday. Let's see. Sage Steele. Do you guys know who Sage Steele is? Sage Steele was an ESPN reporter. I think they kicked her to the curb because she was criticizing mandatory COVID shots and things like that. So she just sounds like a great patriot. She's a black journalist. So what did she have to say about the way President Trump was treated yesterday? immediately by that ABC reporter in the very first supposed question. Here's what she told Jesse Waters last night.
Politics aside, no matter how you feel about that person, when I interviewed Joe Biden 3.5 years ago on ESPN, I didn't vote for the man. I didn't like his policies, but I started with respect and hi, how are you? Which would have been, I think that's the most basic thing that you do, especially considering the man on your stage is a former president, potentially the 47th president, who was almost murdered 2.5 weeks ago. How are you doing before we get in here? Which, by the way, he said it. He took the time to come. Where was Kamala? A couple of weeks ago, you know who was in Detroit? It was Donald Trump in the black community. Obama hadn't gone there. Biden hadn't gone there. Donald Trump, like him or not, takes the time to have the conversation. And as a journalist, to start that way to me was so disheartening. And it is everything that's wrong with journalism. To try to get clickbait and a reaction out of that audience instead of having a potentially really riveting, productive conversation. Shame on her.
Yeah, she throws the fastball right at his head first pitch.
Yeah, well said there by both Sage Steele and Jesse Waters. Trump shows up. He shows up not only in the black communities, but Trump shows up for the black community. In fact, frankly, he showed up for every single one of us. He showed up for all of us. We all are suffering under the Joe Biden, John Tester, Kamala Harris inflation, and we all benefited from Trump's policies. We got to see the 4 years of success. And we've now seen nearly 4 years of failure. So do the right thing this November. It's just been painful to see what's happening in this country. Just completely painful to see what's happening in this country. And some of you, you know, you think I'm speaking figuratively, but no, there's literal pain in this country right now because of these painful policies. But some of you have additional pain on top of that. You've got, you know, pain from arthritis, you know, that bone-on-bone constant pain that you just can't get rid of. You've just been dealing with it. Instead of dealing with it and trying to get over that pain, you've just been dealing with it. You know, we're tough people here in Montana, and so you just keep driving on, putting one foot in front of the other. Well, what if you could put one foot in front of the other without that pain? And what if you could do it without surgery and without the painkiller drugs? Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They have exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief the natural way, get you moving again. And you can get a free consultation to see if this might work for you. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.